come by night, stripping saplings, flattening rice paddies, uprooting whole fields of corn. Voracious and practically unstoppable, they lay farmers' livelihoods to waste. But conventional pest control isn't an option, because here in western Uganda, the most destructive animals aren't locusts or crows. They're highly protected elephants. African elephants have been making headlines again, with a resurgence of poaching and herd numbers in alarming decline. Earlier this year, the Ugandan army was implicated in an incident in the Democratic Republic of Congo in which 22 elephants were slain. And despite conservationists' best efforts, the gentle giants aren't popular with everyone. Latib Kalema lives in a village bordering Queen Elizabeth National Park, home to around 5,000 elephants. In his village, he says, crop raiding is a big problem, with the elephants destroying acres at a time. Just 2 months ago, elephants ripped up an acre of his sorghum crop, he says, and his two children had to go hungry. Many people in his village have resorted to growing the less elephant-friendly tobacco instead of food crops, although Kalema says he doesn't make as much money from tobacco. I have no problem with elephants, he says, as long as they stay in the park. But once they come into our villages, they become a real nuisance. Of all the park's animals, says Patrick Agaba of the Uganda Conservation Foundation, elephants are the most destructive by far.
So where elephant concentration is, that's where the big problem is.
By walking alone, it's a destruction. Turning around, it's a destruction. Eating, it's a destruction. So there is a lot of damage. They can't help it.
When the crops are ripening, farmers sleep out in their fields to guard against elephant raids and make noise to chase the animals away. But according to Charles Tumwesije of the Uganda Wildlife Authority, or UWA, farmers' anger does sometimes boil over, with fatal consequences.
In the last 2 years, I can recall one incident where the communities, through a mob, killed an elephant which had raided their gardens. The whole village mobilized and people came with spears, and by the time our staff arrived, it was too late. The communities had already speared the elephant.
In another incident, he adds, several people were arrested carrying pineapples filled with vials of acid, intending to poison the creatures. The elephant problem isn't new, but, says park warden Benin Mujerwa, Uganda's burgeoning population has been making it worse.
The population is increasing, and the high demand of this land. People are digging up to the boundary. Originally, they used to put like trees around the park boundary, but because now the land is not enough, they need some food for eating, not trees.
Traditional elephant control involves digging ditches, though the elephants have learned to fill them in with dirt. But recently, rangers have called on the help of some of the park's smallest residents to tackle the problem. In Kalema's village, wooden beehives line a small valley that was once a favorite crossing for elephants. But since the hives were put up last year, Kalema says, not a single elephant has passed this way. This is only a pilot project. But Tumwesije says that so far, it seems to be effective.
Elephants don't like bees. The noise and the stinging, especially on their ears, they don't like it.
The UWA plans to roll out more beehives in elephant-prone communities, along with other deterrents like ground chili paste and possibly even electric fences. But Tumwesije says the elephant conflict is part of a larger problem with relations between communities and national parks. Not everyone appreciates the park's protected status, he says.
They look at it as free land. Others look at it as a source of meat. They need proteins. They are free animals, free meat. Park officials are there to ensure that the integrity of the parks is maintained. There is no poaching. There will always be in conflict with the communities.
In the meantime, 20% of the park's gate proceeds is plowed back into projects benefiting the surrounding community. This is meant to ensure that although not everyone loves the elephants, at least villagers will get something out of them other than trampled crops. Hilary Hewler for VOA News, Kampala.